Michael Myers is one of the most famous horror movie killers of all time. And yet, in the latest and most likely final installment of the Halloween series, Myers is an afterthought. Rotten Tomatoes calls Halloween Kills a frequently befuddling installment, and says that the audience was mostly disappointed. I dug deep into the reviews to find out why. Perhaps the review that most explains why fans are disappointed is one of the first fan reviews on the site. Michael Myers is in the movie for 10 minutes. That's the actual review. Brian Tallarico, the editor of RogerEbert.com, also was not a fan, giving the film a rating of just 1.5 stars out of 4 on his review, and saying, among other things, poorly executed in every way, clunkier editing, framing, and writing than the other two films, and if this is truly the end, it's a whimper, not a bang. Variety magazine is perhaps even more critical, describing the film as neither scary nor fun, and the most joylessly metaphorical and convoluted entry. Even CNN's review, written by Brian Lowry, calls the movie an odd, tedious film, containing laughably awkward moments in the wrong places. Jezebel.com perhaps contains the best summary of the film, stating that it takes about 90 minutes for the movie to get where it's going. The final showdown between Laurie and Michael lasts about 10 minutes. The site also says that Halloween Ends really wants to have something to say, but there's a difference between gesturing and actually saying something. The Times, based in the United Kingdom, was far less kind, calling the film abominable and inept. Admittedly, box office numbers aren't the best way to fully tell a story about a film, especially one that came out less than a month ago. However, at a current worldwide gross of $102,900,440 per BoxOfficeMojo.com, Halloween Ends is the 29th most successful movie of the year. That puts it behind other widely lampooned movies such as Black Adam, which has already tripled the gross of Halloween Ends, Death on the Nile, and somehow, Morbius. Even Jurassic World Dominion, another completely unnecessary sequel, has made nearly 10 times as much money as Halloween Kills. So, why? Why has one of the most famous horror franchises of all time failed so miserably in a year that's been a nice bounce back for the box office? It's probably because the original Halloween, as well as some of the more recent entries in the franchise, were primarily slasher movies. Audiences knew there was a man in a mask coming for Laurie Strode and wanted to see how she'd escape. And who wouldn't escape? Instead, the only escape is the movie escaping from Michael Myers. As mentioned earlier, Myers barely appears in the film, and his first appearance reveals that he's just living in the sewer. The main bad guy in this film is Corey Cunningham, who had appeared in 0 previous iterations of the franchise. Maybe setting up Corey as the new big bad makes sense if the director was trying to set up a potential spinoff, but Corey dies before the final fight between Michael and Laurie. The entire movie feels like it was written during a game of telephone where all the writers were using their non-dominant hands. Why have Michael Myers, a man who killed basically half the town in the last movie, turn into some old guy in the sewers who gets beaten incredibly easily? Why have Laurie Strode, who, according to the 2018 film, has been planning for Michael's return for 40 years, just sort of hang around trying to set her granddaughter up for most of the film? Why is Corey, a person the audiences have never met, the main villain? By the ending of the movie, viewers are left with almost nothing. Laurie finally beats and kills Michael, spoiler alert, and then that's about it. Michael's body is shredded, perhaps a message for what this movie did to the franchise. Laurie writes a book, and that's that. A satisfying conclusion? Maybe, if you like awkward romance movies that turn into horror films halfway through. Halloween, the original, works because it mainly focuses on the conflict between Michael and Laurie. This latest and hopefully final installment focuses instead on the relationship between Laurie's granddaughter Allison and Corey, because build up, I guess? Halloween Ends alright. It ends with an extremely disappointing thud. For WNUR News, I'm Brendan Prizman.